Okay, let us continue on. Overcoming objections. The first objection is usually not the real objection. So customers will say something like, well, we're still evaluating other things at the moment. And, you know, it might be that there's something else to do with it and you need to try to find out. So then you could say something like, well, if I can give you some samples or demos or something, you can try it out. You know, that might be helpful. Don't ask the customers why. That's when you say why to a customer, it's on this order of this interrogation thing that we've been talking about. You know, can I verify your fax number? You know, that's not interrogation. That's the way you want to do it. Here's what you could say instead of why. You must have a good reason for that. Would it be okay if you shared it with me? So, you know, that's the same way of saying why, except it's not as offensive. And this is a fine line. Now, I'm not interested in buying that. Well, sir, you must have a good reason for saying that. Would you share it with me? You know, that's a good, now that's a friendly way, and they can tell you what's on their mind. Well, I don't like it because it's green. Well, sir, I can understand that. And, you know, quite frankly, green's not one of my favorite colors. But I wonder, is that the only concern you have, or is that the only objection, is the color? Because we can get this thing painted, you know, if necessary. You can have the whole place painted. It's not that big of a deal. Share the cost. It's got a great location, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And here you're using the we, you know, which is so powerful. When you sit down alongside of somebody and you say, you know what, Kathy, we have a problem. You know, we ship you the wrong thing on this, and God knows what's going to happen, but maybe there's something we can do. Let's try to figure out what the right steps are to take. When you're dealing with objections, to confirm and lead is the key. That's how you deal with objections, to confirm and lead. Now, confirm sounds like you're concerned about the price of replacing all the BP monitors that you have. And then, well, that's a valid concern. However, others have found the new digital BP monitors, that's blood pressure monitors, are so accurate that they eliminate repeating procedures because they get it right the first time. So that's the way you do it. You confirm. Is that what you're concerned about? You're concerned about the price of replacing the existing ones? Yeah. Well, I'd be concerned about that too. But we found that these new ones are so accurate you don't have to do any repeating. And here's some analysis, and then, you know, you might have an analysis worked up with average doctor's salary, average nurses, average number of repeat procedures, you know, the time it took, the cost of it, you know, how many less patients they can see, and have some really convincing information for them, and they may have never thought of that. I got a friend who's a doctor, and I was asking him, because I was working with this client, and I was asking him what kind of blood pressure. Oh, he says, oh, we got these old ridiculous things on the wall. And, you know, he says, hell, they fall apart, you know, all the time, the screws are coming out and so on, you know. And I'm just thinking, my God, you know, what does that cost that company to have those faulty blood pressure monitors? Okay, so here's some more confirm and lead examples. Say to the customer, sounds like you're concerned about switching to a new software that you'll have to learn. Well, that's a valid concern. However, Microsoft Access is part of the Office Professional, and it is the cornerstone application like Word and Excel. So many of the tools are the same, and it will be around forever. It also works well with those applications, and customizing it is far cheaper than, say, SAP or Profit 21 or other MRP systems. Here's another one. Sounds like you're concerned about paying $372 for this grill. Well, $372 is a lot of money, but since this is made of stainless steel, it'll last forever, and you can leave it outside all year long. This is the last grill you will ever have to buy, so the cost of use is very low. Let me tell you, I've been buying grills my whole life. You know, and I start out with those little cheapy jobs with little thin rails on them, and they'd rust through after one season, you know. Then I went to those big cast iron things that got all nasty looking and, you know, turned white and all different colors, and the insides of them all rusted out and got all screwed up. Now I have a stainless steel grill. It's outside of my deck. It's been there for years. You know, I just wish I could have bought it years ago. Bought it at Costco, probably paid $400 or $500 for the thing. But it looks great, and it works fantastic. I never have any trouble with it. That's the kind of stuff I like. Okay, overcoming objections role play. Now, what's the key in the overcoming objections? That's to confirm and lead, right? So, Susan, I can understand your concern about this, and I'd be concerned too, quite honestly. However, this is what we found. Okay. So the telephone person, you're going to have to prepare yourself to employ techniques that are presented in the class so far, respectfully informing the customer that you are following up, giving the customer unique selling advantage statements, what's in it for me statements, executing several probes, and then use the confirm and lead technique for dealing with the objections. You may want to remind the customer that he's buying from you now, and you have a total of 10 minutes or so to do this thing. Customer is going to be listening and raising objections. Here's the scenario. Mr. Medical telephone person is following up on a Powermatic ADA exam table with the Michigan Heart Group customer. And the ADA is air spring dual adjust. That's what the ADA is. And if you haven't seen one of these things,